Listen, what huge act did a cheater do to win your heart back?
And it worked.
Think about that for a hot second. Okay. And I am going to take you to the Olympics.
Oh.
His name is Sturla. He's from Norway. He won a bronze medal in the biathlon.
Okay.
Okay? He couldn't enjoy it, though. He's being interviewed after his big win.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm going to play it. You're not going to understand anything. But, however, you're going to hear, and I'm going to pause it before we get there, the emotion in his voice. And then I'll tell you what he says.
Det min første OL-medalje. Og jeg vil takke alle som har hjulpet meg på veien. Smørerne får en kjempegod ski I dag. Og,
okay, he's starting to break a little bit here.
Yeah.
All right, you're gonna see, you hear the wavering in his voice.
Sure.
For et halvt år siden så møtte jeg mitt livs kjærlighet. Verdens vakreste, fineste person.
Yeah, so you can tell he's kind of upset.
He's really upset.
He's upset about something. So, what he said was, there is someone I wanted to share this with who might not be watching today.
Oh.
Share this big win.
Right?
You know,
yes,
he's an Olympian.
In his life. Yes.
Yes. He is an Olympian. He just accomplished something amazing. He said, there is someone I wanted to share this with who might not be watching today. 6 months ago, I met the love of my life, the most beautiful and kindest person in the world. And so you're thinking to yourself, well, this is great.
This is so
sweet. Like, this is so sweet. He's choking up over this person.
Yes, he's found the love of his life, and he's an Olympian who won a medal.
And then he said, 3 months ago, I made the biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, no.
And was unfaithful, and I told her about it a week ago.
Oh!
This has been the worst week of my life. That is what he said.
Oh, man.
And then he said, I had the gold medal in life, and I'm sure there are many people who will see things differently, but I only have eyes for her. Sport has come second these last few days. Yes, I wish I could share this with her.
Oh.
I mean,
if I were her, I'd be like, okay.
I was going to say, it's hard to stand up for a cheater, right?
Right.
But this guy.
He sounds sincere.
And on the stage that
the
he was
stage,
on.
Yes. Holding an Olympic medal.
He makes this confession.
That's the pinnacle achievement of his profession.
Of his profession, of his career.
He's reached the top of the mountain.
Yes.
But he's standing there by himself. And it's not enough.
And he is yearning, wishing he didn't make that mistake.
For et halvt år siden så møtte jeg mitt livs kjærlighet. Verdens vakreste, fineste person.
Oh, I don't know what he says, but he's really upset. You can tell he's upset, and I feel bad. And I think the world is just like, oh, give him another chance.
I mean, it seems like he made a mistake.
And he did not have to say that to the world.
No.
But he admitted that to the world.
Yes, he did.
Risking that people are going to think he's a scumbag and take away from his accomplishment.
Yep. He made a mistake, realized that mistake, and is trying to mend fences.
Because he knows it's going to haunt him for the rest of his life.
So is that selfish of him to get that out there?
No.
Or
it's desperate.
Is this a desperation move to try to win back the love?
That'd work on me.
Okay.
100%.
That's what I was thinking.
Also, mostly because I'd be like, can I touch your medal?
He's a biathlete, so he's got a pole, too.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can I touch your pole?
Stop.
Cross-country skis. They have poles.
Okay.
Did you not know what a biathlon?
Nope, didn't know. But that didn't matter.
It's shooting and cross country skiing.
I think he's an athlete. He's probably got to be fit. He probably works out. Anyway, I'm thinking he's again just the gesture. The gesture's pretty grand.
Yeah, yeah.
Using his big moment.
That's right.
To paint that he was an absolute jerkwad to her.
I mean, it seems like it's a whirlwind anyways.
Yes.
Met the love of his life 6 months ago.
Yes.
Met another love of his life 3 months
for
ago.
Like 10 minutes.
And then, yes. And then realized
the error of his ways.
And she
it's fresh
was
because it was a week ago.
Well,
he
yes,
told her
right. So she was unaware up until a week ago that he was unfaithful. And you know that was eating away at him.
Yes, and that's why he told her. It's not he didn't say he got found out.
It sounds like we are taking his side.
We are. I am.
Typically,
because I'm a romantic. Big gestures like that work on me.
So that's where I want to go with this.
Yeah.
I want to know what...
Would that be enough?
Yeah. What big gesture did a cheater in your life, maybe it was you, did to win the person back?
That maybe that was the one thing that made it clear to him that she was the one that he cannot live without.
And are you still together?
Mm.
So yeah, so this guy.
Well, now I'm invested. I'm gonna need for him to like update us and someone to translate and tell us what he's saying when that update happens. Because clearly we're not gonna know.
We're not gonna know. But
I hope she gives him another chance. Like she rolls in like you better never.
Yeah.
Again, Mister. You better not humiliate me again.
That's right. Oh, wow. We've already got some good stories.
Okay.
One involves selling a motorcycle.
Oh, wow.
So there's that. We'll take some more.
Redemption. Love redemption.
Yes. Coming up, 502-795-1997 is our number. So what huge act did a cheater do to win you back? It's 99.7 DJX. We just heard from this biathlete at the Olympics who admitted that he stepped out on the love of his life, and he is remorseful. It's the worst week he's ever had. He told her a week ago that he was unfaithful, and he only is and has eyes for her. Will it work? We don't know.
But I'm hoping.
That was a pretty big gesture.
It was a really big gesture. He didn't have to. That kind of soils his big moment.
Yeah. Renee said he sold his motorcycle. Use the money for couples therapy.
Oh, wow.
He loved that bike more than oxygen.
Wow.
So watching him hand over the keys felt louder than any speech. And yeah, we're still together 2 years and counting.
Wow, that's big.
Thank you, Renee.
Okay. All right, Kara, he showed up to my work with a handwritten apology notebook, not a letter, a notebook.
Oh.
Every page was a different mistake. What he learned and how he'd change.
Aw.
I cried in the break room. Still together? Yes. Shockingly.
Shockingly?
If he said a notebook of mistakes.
And then she's
but
like,
he learned.
She's like, wait, I didn't know all this. I didn't know half this.
Right, right.
Wow, okay.
But he was admitted, like, you know what? I'm showing
might
all
as
my
well.
Warts.
Might as well.
Yep. But yeah. Also the lessons that he learned, I think,
I thought
is
that
the
was
key.
Good. Yeah,
that's
that was
the key.
Good. Yeah, what huge act did a cheater do to win you back?
Derek, she quit the job with the affair happened.
Ooh.
No ultimatum. She just said, if I want us, I can't stay there.
Oh, wow.
That hit harder than yelling ever could. We're married now.
Aw.
That's sweet.
So this is actually kind of good. It's almost showing that, yes, people make mistakes and can learn and change and grow.
And there are some that can come back from it, unlike some of our people on the text line who are
right.
Just like, cheaters never change. Never take them back.
That's right. Jenny said, he recreated our first date. Down to the wrong restaurant.
Uh-oh.
Same bad booth.
Okay.
Same terrible margaritas.
Yeah.
Same song played on the jukebox.
All right.
He said he wanted to go back to when he chose me on purpose. We aren't together anymore, but I'll admit it was beautiful.
Okay. That was a nice try.
Yeah.
She acknowledges.
Yeah. She was like, you know what? Well done.
Yes.
Still your dirtbag.
Okay. All right. Mike said she planned a surprise weekend with zero distractions. No phones, no friends, just conversations, long walks, and honesty that felt terrifying but real.
Mm.
We're still dating. We needed quiet. Not fireworks.
Okay.
That's good.
We're talking about the huge acts that a cheater does to kind of win you back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, he told his family before I had to.
He stood in his parents' living room.
Yeah. Yeah. And owned everything while I sat there silent. No excuses. Trust came back slowly, but it came back and we're still together now.
Yeah, when a guy is standing in front of his own parents.
That's big.
And admitting what he did, knowing his mother is probably going to be massively disappointed.
Yeah, especially
in him.
If they like Danielle.
Yes.
It's like, you don't mess this up.
Absolutely. He stopped talking and started showing. Location shared, phone open, therapy booked, flowers every Friday for a year straight.
Wow.
No speeches, just consistency. Yes, we're still together. This one actually healed something.
Okay.
That's really good.
Well, that's good, yeah.
Like, he understood he had to do the work for a long time.
Hey, I want to share my location with you, just show you that this
full
is real. Yes, exactly. Couple more here. These are the huge gestures people do to win you back after cheating. Tim said she apologized to my best friend. She knew I lost trust. But she also knew I lost my support system. So watching her rebuild that bridge mattered. And yeah, we're still together. The moment changed everything.
Wow.
Dang.
And Jason said, she simply said, you don't owe me forgiveness.
Okay.
No defending, no rushing. She gave me space and meant it.
Okay.
That restraint did more than any grand gesture could.
Right.
We're not together, but I respect her to this day.
Aw.
Okay.
That was a segment of very healthy things.
Right.
We're not used to that sort of level of health.
There was nobody taking a Louisville Slugger to both headlights.
right.
There was nobody, like
honestly,
causing massive destruction.
That healed me. Just destroying his favorite car.
Right.
That healed me.
That was healing.
That was very healing. No, that was good.
That is how you deal with bumps in the road.
Wow.
Even big bumps.
Yeah, for sure.
So hopefully you were taking notes. If you happen to be in that situation right now, what if you stumbled and you have no idea how to dig yourself out of that hole you've created?
Mm.
Maybe some of these tips.
Did someone just roll in with the update of the ex-girlfriend on the Olympian?
Oh.
Hey, thank you for sending us the link.
Now we're going to have to investigate it. Have to do that in real time because that's a lot of fast reading.
That is a lot of fast reading.
Okay, so she breaks her silence.
Yeah, she said his actions were hard to forgive and she was unhappy being thrust into the spotlight.
I don't know, that doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound good. That now she's feels like she's been put on blast
on the world stage. I feel like this is a guy, he's got looks that you would enjoy, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he does.
Would absolutely give him another chance.
All right.
She says, I did not choose to be put in this position. It hurts to have to be in it. We have had contact, and he is aware of my opinions on this.
Oh, she's still mad.
She wants to remain anonymous. I'm grateful to my family and friends who have embraced me and supported me during this time. Also to everyone else who have thought of me and sympathized without knowing who I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And then, so I don't know what that means for him.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I'm rooting for him because he's cute.
Because
he's got
cute.
A gold medal.
All right. Hey, thank you for all those stories. It's 99.7 DJX.